everybody. It's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So, in this episode, there is a situation towards the end, or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there is no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation.
Okay, that was good the third time. Hey, buddy! Welcome to another one. This is Dre Still Poppin'. She's an amazing producer. I've seen her work a bunch of times. Welcome to Wrap It Up. I'm so honored to have you.
Yo, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate to even be doing interviews and stuff like that. Like, it's kind of crazy. So, thank you so much.
Of course, of course. And hey, don't be surprised. You're like majorly talented, so I wouldn't be surprised. Like, you already, this is like your third interview, so it's like, God, you're really famous and getting out there.
Yo, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, of course. And we got a lot to dive into because, guys, it's one of a kind to get a girl on just, because of just the music industry and because of women, it's so hard to get one on here. So it's so lucky and high praise and glorious to even have and even have to have you on here, like just shocked and blown away.
Like it's crazy. You don't see a lot of females really doing this and doing making beats, producing, engineering. So it's I'm glad to be one of the few that to be doing this and really trying to make something out of it, you know?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you're exactly right. Not a lot of women actually, do music in the way that, you're doing it. There's not a lot of, women producers. I mean, that's a huge problem. Like, there's lots of singers that are women and there's lots of rappers that are women, but there's not enough producers. That's a major problem. In my opinion, that's a major problem because Because honestly, girls run the world. They really do. They run the world.
Facts.
Like you can say anything else you want, but girls really do run the world. Guys wouldn't be guys, without girls in their life to put them straight in their place. Like I wouldn't be the guy without my mom, who's a woman, and rappers and singers. None of us would, be who we are without women in our life. We just wouldn't. We just wouldn't. Yes. And they're the ones that do the most work. I realize, and even through history, women has always been, they have been pushed aside because of their image or because of history. But women really do the most. They're the ones that, like, for example, they're the ones that bring new generations. If it wasn't for women, there wouldn't be like new generations, or there wouldn't be like it wouldn't be more people. Like we need women, we need girls, we need them more than they need us, honestly.
Very true.
Absolutely. And you're basically nailing the music industry by becoming a female producer. We need more of those. Like, come on.
Yes, I
Come on,
know,
open
I
your brain.
know.
Come on, open y'all's brains. Stop being dumb and let more women be producers. Come on.
Exactly. Like I know there's some like girls, females that can do this, you know? It doesn't take too much. If I can do it, literally all of them can do it too. So, you know, if you love music, just go for it, you know? It doesn't matter what gender you are or anything. What you identify as, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can do this shit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Girls can do anything they want. I mean, it's not hard to be a producer. We need more of them. And you all can make excuses. Guys, you cannot make excuses and say girls can't do anything. And yep. they're just meant to be in the kitchen making food and, you know, just getting all that shit. Like, they can do anything they want to. Girls really do run the world.
Yep. Facts.
Absolutely. And speaking of running, you've been on a spree lately, especially on Instagram. I've seen you're in your studio quite a bit, especially your news beat. Like, your news beat got to me. Like, I absolutely love the beats. That one really, you know, shook me up. Like, that one got me dancing a little bit. Like, that one really got me lit for a sec.
That was fire. That's exactly what I want.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, now that we're on this, you know, thing about the beat, which I liked how you have the, you know, I like how you made this little special thing for the beat, too. And it's funny, too. Look, I only got two things to say. People do not want to see you win. And what did you think of this beat? Okay, maybe three songs.
Yeah, I know. I always try to just be like, kind of like, not too serious, you know. I kind of like to show like my personality, like, you know, because I'm not super serious. I'm kind of like, I grew up kind of like goofy, like I'm the funny cousin, I'm all that. So like, I really like to show my personality. I don't want to be like a robot and like, you know, just stand and be on Instagram, like just posting beats. Like, I want to show like kind of who I am and like kind of like my personality. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. And dude, I respect that 100%. I mean, I totally respect that. That's why I don't edit the show. Like, if people, like, if they ask, you know, do you edit it? I'm like, no, because I feel people should be raw and it should be original. I mean, that's what you do. Like,
yeah, exactly, exactly. Like, it's real. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. And you keep it real. Like, every time I see you, like, you know, even past interviews, like I'll see you on Instagram when you post, you know, videos of yourself making beats. Like, I feel the energy when you're making beats. Like, I feel, you know, yep, Dre's still popping. It's still popping. She's still, like, you know, she's still keeping it real. She's not pretending. She's not, you know, just fading into making it. Like, she's fun, creative, goofy, and all that. All that
yeah.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, exactly. Like, other people are just so serious and everything. I'm like, I don't give a fuck, you know? I'm just be who I am, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, at first thought, I thought you were going to be one of those producers that just post beats and you don't know anything about them. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know if you've seen them on Instagram. Like, they literally just put producer and their link to their music and they just post music. And they don't even have another, you know, personal account. Now, I do respect people that have, like, an account for beats and a personal one just for fun. But there's lots of them. I should know. I reach out to a couple of them, you know.
Yeah.
They just have the word producer or they have just, that there, I mean, come on. I mean, that show literally nothing.
Yeah, you know, like it's literally, it's giving you nothing. It's like, who are you? Like, you know, like let me know you a little bit just by looking at your page. You know, like, give me a little taste of who you are. You know, because I do see a lot of producers out here, like, and they just like, you know, like me, I always try to show my face. To show me a little bit more, you know. I used to not do that, but I was like, you know what, like I said, like I want to show like who I am and be my goofy self, like sometimes here and there, to show that, you know, I'm a human being, I'm just a regular person, and I just, you know, being yourself is like the best thing you can do for yourself, and it'll take you far in the end. So I see a lot of producers, they always post like just like a screen recording of their beats that they have in their email, and I'm like, bro, like, that's so boring. Like,
yeah.
Who are you? Like, I want to see who this is. Like, who are you? Like, you know, because it's just like, it, it just feels so robotic to me, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. It's like every time I see a producer like that wants to work or anything, you know, I go to their page, I'll scope them out, and if I see that it's just some boringness, I'm like, nah, bro, like, I want to see who you are, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And I don't blame you. Like, I've seen them, and you've seen the other ones that have, like, they post beats with that stupid producer logo on it, that black screen. They have that, it's like a logo on it, and that's
yeah.
What they post.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, nah, man, you gotta do more, because if you do, even if you do, like, a little more, it'll show, like, how kind of serious you are, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you just do go a little extra mile on the videos or whatever you do, like, it shows, you know, and people will fuck with that in the end, you know? People will notice it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I always believe they should add more, you know, because you add pizzazz on your social media. Like, you add pizzazz. Like, I know who you are. And those pages, and sometimes I get kind of sketchy about that, because I'm like, are they, like, hacked accounts, or are they just, like, you know, desperate 13-year-olds?
Yeah, I feel just posting some beats that they just made real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, it feels very sketch, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, nah, bruh, you can't be doing that, bruh. You gotta, you know, don't be robotic. Be yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. They remind me of those bots, like, on Facebook. Like, you know, from India. Like,
they remind me of those random dudes. Those random ass dudes.
Yes, and they remind me also of similar to those Bitcoin hackers on Instagram too. They remind me.
Oh yeah, or like Cash App. Yeah, a big little hacking thing right now.
I know. My friend just got his account hacked yesterday. He told me. Damn. He was like, this guy, like, look at it. It's like they replaced everything, and they even put like this Bitcoin. I'm like, oh my god.
Literally my homie JT from Seattle, he literally had 10K. He just hit 10K followers on Instagram, and then his shit got hacked.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so he literally has to start from the ground up again, you know?
Oh my god, like...
I couldn't imagine that.
Yeah, I cannot imagine that either, like... That must be horrible to have to start over from all that work you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, Instagram has some damn problems.
Facts.
Oh, not just that. I think all of them, like, have problems. I think that Twitter's a huge problem, too, because they have always been known for those ridiculous, you know, fights and stupid arguments about nothing on...
Oh, yeah. You know,
on Twitter, like, I've seen it, like, the Swifties, or, like, I'm trying to think of what other, you know, fan group I'm trying to think of.
Yeah, like, stan accounts and stuff like that.
Yes.
They go ham.
Yes, absolutely. And I've seen those, like, spammers, you know, there's also spammers, you know. Have you seen, like, those kind of producers that go, that... always go to somebody's post and spam, check this song out, or blah blah blah.
Hashtag
this record promotion thing. Like, what the hell?
Don't be doing that. Don't be doing that, because ain't nobody gonna check it out. You know what I'm saying?
No one. Yeah. And addition, if they don't know who you are, I mean, why should we check out what you're doing?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, why should we? I mean, I trust you because I see what you're doing and I like what you're doing. So I'm like, yeah, I trust you. And definitely, you know, I would work with her again and again and again.
yeah, exactly. Like, I appreciate that. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, as long as you're still around, I will always be one of your fans. As long as
I'm always going to be around, so it's going to be forever.
Yay. Yes, sir. And then, like, another thing that's, like, went out to me, like, is, of course, like, some of these artists, like, I heard of them, like, Mr. Criminal is another one that I like. Like, he's a very nice, you know, artist, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, damn, like, you got so lucky. I want to interview him, actually. Now that I'm thinking about it, I actually want, you know, how'd you get so lucky to get those, you know, musicians to work with you? How'd you get so lucky?
Oh, man.
What's the strategy? What's the secret to getting them
what's
to work
with you? What's the sauce, huh? Yeah. I always give the sauce away, so. I want everyone to eat, so I'm going to give the sauce away. So basically, I was just thinking one day I was just like, bro, like, I want to get, like, more artists on my stuff, but, like, a major one, like, somebody, something, I want to go to the next level, like, and how do I do that? And I kept thinking about it. I couldn't go to sleep, and I was like, you know what? I have Instagram. Instagram has millions and millions of people, and you can DM them. You can DM anybody. They might not hit you back up, but they might hit you back up, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, let me just DM probably like 20 artists that got a blue check, you know, like, I DM them all, and I was just like, hey, yo, I got some fire ass beats, and I was like, I know you'll fuck with, so what's the email to send you some beats where you can check them out? And then I woke up the next day and I literally got like 10 DMs back, and I was like, oh shit. I was like, okay, I was like, this is fire. I was like, that shit worked. And the last one was like Mr. Criminal. And he sent his email. And I was like, all right, bet. So I sent the email. And I sent him, usually when I send emails, I have my whole contact info. So I'll have like my phone number. You can reach me like directly or anything. So I literally was like, all right. I sent him like a pack of some beats. And then like I went to the store. And like on my way driving to the store, I'm getting this phone call and it says Los Angeles. And I was like, Los Angeles? I was like, I don't know anyone from over there, you know? Like, I'm like, who could it be? And then I didn't even answer it, like a dumbass. And because I was like scared. I don't really answer calls. Now I do. I answer every single call that I get. It don't matter now because you never know what it's going to be. And then I get a text from that same number. And it says, yo, it's Mr. Criminal. And I was like, shut the fuck up. No. I was like, no, it's not. And I was like, no, it's not. And he calls back right away again. And I was like, okay, I like parked the car real quick. And I answer. And then he's like, yo, it's Criminal. Is this Dre still popping? I was like, yes. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm just trying not to like fangirl or none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, what the fuck? And then he's like, yo, I like those beats that you sent. They're fire. Like, you know, like, you're very talented. I was like, let's work out a deal. Like, you know, what's going on? So then we just started talking business. It was probably like a 20-minute conversation, just chopping it up and everything. And then, yeah, we worked out a little deal. And then ever since then, it's been, like, tight. You know, that fool FaceTimes me now. Like, it's regular shit now.
Oh my god, you are so lucky. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's so crazy.
I mean, I can imagine that. I mean, you responded like normally, and then some shocking in an instant, he answered you. I mean, that's like anybody's dream come true when their favorite musician responds to them and gets a deal going. That's like,
yeah, exactly. It's crazy. And it's crazy because, like, my whole family, like, they, like listen to, like, those Chicano, like, Mexican music, you know? Like, and they grew up, like, hearing that. And then, like, now that I'm actually, like, working with him and I'm in contact with him personally, like, that's, like, what the fuck moment, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would have been like that, too. Like, what? Is this, like, a scam or?
Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
Because that's one of my first initial thoughts, like, is this a fake?
Yeah, for real. But no, we FaceTimed and everything, so I'm like, oh shit, this shit real as hell, you know?
Oh, I am so jealous right now.
It's like, you just gotta take that risk. Like, you don't know what's gonna happen. You don't know.
Oh god. Now I got all jealous. I blame you for all. I'm
don't be salty. Don't be salty.
I'm just kidding. I'm just pulling your tail, just like a joke earlier. I was pulling your tail.
Yeah, you're pulling my tail.
I was like a little nervous to, so that's why I just pulled the joke, just to ease everything.
Yeah, like, ease it in, break the ice. Yeah.
Oh yeah, because like I was nervous, you know, because I haven't interviewed a girl in months, so I was like, oh, I'm nervous to see how this goes. And
yeah, I feel that.
Like anything could happen. So I was like,
yeah.
Ready for what?
Yeah.
The interview, did I switch up dates?
I was like, am I wrong? I was like, fuck, I'm a dumbass.
Oh my god. Now, the crazy part is that if it was true, if you were like a day late or something, you know, that would have blown my mind if it was actually like that.
Yeah, huh, for real.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Ugh, excuse me. But that is so lucky, man. I send like the same you did. I did 20 messages a day, like just to get more people going in.
Yeah, like, huh? Right.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, do all those people even have Instagram? Does all of them are just emails?
They're all just like Instagram. Is where I all like messaged everybody. Yeah.
Smart. Good thinking.
Yeah.
Like, I thought you were going to go for the Facebook thing.
Oh! Oh, no, not the Facebook thing. Nah, not Facebook.
I was like, oh, do we go on Facebook?
Nah, Facebook's just for, like, family and shit. I don't really, you know.
Of course, promotion scams.
Yeah, exactly, huh?
And I've actually seen it happen. Like, you know those, like, promotion scams for every single thing you can think of? Like,
yeah.
Like, there's artist ones. There's even a podcast one. Like, I didn't know there was, like, even ones for shows. And they reached out to me, hey, would you like to promote? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? No way. Yeah,
for real, huh?
What the hell are you talking about?
Yep. Like, they don't even check who they, like, DM and stuff. And it's like, bro, you got the wrong one.
Yeah, absolutely. At least I actually listened to your music before picking you out. It's not like I DM'd you one day and like, hey, you wanted an interview? At least I listened to your music before.
Yeah, you checked me out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just randomly text somebody and you don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, suppose interview, or like, even not even interview, suppose meeting them and you have nothing to say and they're like, did you study me before? And then you gotta,
yeah.
And then you say, no. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking
about? Yeah, you're supposed to do a little research before you go in, you know?
Yes. I would have kicked them in the ass if they did that to me.
I'm dead.
Oh no, don't be saying that. I know you would have done it too.
For real, I would have.
Oh, I know you would. You sound the kind of ones I'd be like, excuse me, you can't just wait into my DMs. I thought I'm gonna kick your ass right here, right here. Stand right here. I'm gonna get you in the behind. Hold on, I'm gonna get you. Come back here. Come back here when I'm talking to you.
Come over here. Yeah.
Come back here. You should have done that shit to me. Come back.
Yes.
Absolutely. I did that once too. Don't walk away when I'm talking to you. Come back here. I was like,
come back.
Like, we're not done. I thought you wanted to be friends. Come back here.
Yeah, I'm dead. That's funny.
Oh yeah. Excuse me. Jokes aside, though, my all-time favorite, though, was... And your room looks so cool. Do you actually own all that stuff you have? I see with a giant computer and a keyboard. You actually own all that?
Yeah, I own all that.
What the hell? Mine.
Yeah, took a lot of time, but, you know.
Do you see this, guys? Come on. You're lying, right? She's completely lying.
Yeah, I'm capping.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I know. But how the hell did that happen?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, over time, you know, you just save up and you get everything, you know, and finally, like, I kind of have mostly everything that I need, you know what I'm saying?
What you mean mostly? What you missing?
I don't think anything's missing. I think everything's good right now.
Mm-hmm. Just for now. I'm just kidding.
Just for now.
Just for now. Once you become bigger, you'll need more stuff once you become more bigger.
Exactly.
Exactly. Honestly, though, it's also shocking that you're not on a record label yet. I mean, you're insanely talented, and yet you are not part of a label. You just have some management thing. I forgot the name. Oh, Extended Entertainment.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird, though. Why don't you have a label yet? It's weird.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, no one has reached out to me or none of that, but, like, I don't know if I would ever, we don't know when that day comes, if I'll change my mind, you know, but I mostly, like, just kind of want to stick independent, because you hear so many stories about being in a label and how much they screw you over, and, you know, it's not really about artists, you know, so it's like, I'm kind of scared about that, you know, because, you know, every year I'm progressing, it's like, you know, I don't know when that day's going to happen where someone, like, legit reaches out to me, or maybe one of the artists that I work with, like, their little label that they have are going to, you know, want me to join them or anything. So it's like, I don't know if I'll ever go into a label. But then again, it's like, you never know when that day comes, if what'll happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I don't blame you for being scared. I don't blame you. I've heard stories about it. I think the recent was, I know you deal with a lot of rappers. You probably are not a pop person. But one huge example was Taylor. I don't know if you know Taylor.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know about her record label mishap?
Yeah, and I think she owns all her masters now, right?
Yeah, but all that music she did for over a decade, you know. Like, she only earned a small portion. I mean, imagine you got signed to a label and you made a record with somebody, and you lost, and you weren't getting as much revenue or as much pay as somebody else, and that record label is taking most of it and doing shit to it.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I've heard so many stories about that. Like,
That's why I'm like, nah. Like, even the biggest people and that, even producers, like, producer like Mike Dean, he like produces a lot for like Travis Scott and stuff, and he hasn't got paid for so many records in the past like 10 years. He still hasn't got a check, anything.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, and it's like, he was tweeting about it, he was going off on Twitter, you know, so I'm like, bruh, if Mike Dean's not getting paid, I was like, god damn, like, that's crazy, because he's like legendary, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's one of my faves. Like,
yeah, like, damn, he's fire.
Like, why hasn't he getting paid? Shit, like, yeah. Like, I feel bad, you know?
Yeah.
But honestly, that's what's wrong with the industry, is that they're not treating everybody fairly. And when somebody gets signed, if you don't know the secrets of the industry, they're going to mess you up.
It's really going to fuck you up, you know? And mess with your whole life, you know? It's really... Yeah, it's crazy.
Absolutely. But honestly, though, hopefully one day, you know, you'll be on one. Hopefully, because then, since you're a woman, like, there's certain things, you know, that you have to do in order to get a place going, because you're a woman. And if the record label is run by men, you have to set the record straight for them. I mean...
Yeah, I gotta prove everybody wrong, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so... Yeah, it's like the record straight, like, here, bitch, this is what's gonna happen.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Like, huh? I'm owning all the masters. I'm going to get paid the way I'm getting to, and if you don't like it, you're going down for real.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what is it? There's this rapper, she's a female. Her name's Snow the Product. I don't know if you know who that is. But she was on a label. I think she was with Atlantic or something, but you know, they really screwed her over, and then now it's like she, you know, went independent and owns everything and does everything by herself, and She literally still has like a great following. Like she goes tours around the world still. Like, you know, it's like, and like now I think she has. A little I want to do, you know, let me have the freedom to do whatever I want. If not, like, I'm not gonna join. But I think she agreed on one. Now, if I ever do get the opportunity to offer like a deal or something, like, I'm just gonna be straight up and be like, yo, like, this, if you guys aren't gonna give me the freedom to do it, like, hell no, like, I'm not with it, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Go on, preach on. They need to be told.
For real.
I mean, even to the guests, like, hold on, shut up. I'm the host here. This is what you're going to be doing. You don't get to run the show. It's me. You don't get to run the show.
Yes.
Like, in your shoes, hold on a sec. Pause the music. Here's how. You don't run the show. I'm running the show. Here we go. Blah, blah, blah. This is how it's going to roll. Blah, blah, blah. Here we go.
You run the show.
Yes. Like, here. Look here. I'm running the show right now. Here's how it goes. Blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
But you're setting people in place right now because, you know, you're producing, which men, you know, dominantly men. And when they listen to music, because, you know, this, you know, I'm not like those other interviews you've been on. This will be everywhere. And not just Spotify. Like, you'll literally, your name will be in platinum gold by the time this gets released. By the time.
Hey.
You listen to Amazon? This will be on Amazon and Samsung, so it will be everywhere.
Yes, let's go.
So, male producers, you better watch out, because this bitch about to fire you up.
They ain't ready. They ain't ready for me.
You better get ready. You better get ready. I sure as hell be scared right now.
Kicking sure in my boots.
Yes. I'd be scared right about now. Right about now, I'd be, like, terrified. Oh no, she's coming. Quick, everybody, hide!
Yes.
Kai, the queen of producing is coming.
Ooh, the queen. The queen. I'm dead.
Like, hey, bitches. Boo. Here I come.
Let's go. Boo, bitch.
Hey, nigga. You ready? You ready for me?
I don't know.
Didn't musically tell you to be ready for me. You listened to my interview, right? And like, yeah, I did. And didn't musically just tell you to be ready for me.
I told
you to say that. Let me rewind the tape. Let me rewind the tape. Look right there. He said this. I told you guys, you better be ready for her. And you ain't. So I'm about to fire your ass. Come over here. You're getting a big, here, big ass moment. Come here.
Let's go.
Don't run away when I'm talking to you. You're getting what you deserve. You should have been ready and you're not. Come back here.
Come back.
Come on. I thought you wanted to have a deal with me. Come back. I'm talking to you. You don't run away from me. Your mom raised you better than that. I pulled out the mama thing. They're gonna come back when they hear that. They're gonna come back.
That's funny.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, fine up. Anyway, back to seriousness though. With the beats that you make, first of all, I've heard of DAWs, and I dabbled in beats for a while. For me, I chose Ableton. For others, they chose FL Studios. In your opinion, what is the best DAW to use?
The best DAW, I mean, I think it's FL, because, I mean, I use FL. I started my producing journey, like, with FL, so I kind of know the ins and outs of it, but out of I have others on my laptop and everything, so like just to see how they are and everything and see if I can figure them out and stuff. But honestly, like out of all the ones, I think FL is the easiest to maneuver because it's kind of easy to learn. It's like kind of basic looking, you know, so it's like you can kind of figure it out, you know, very, very easily, I think, than any other DAW, in my opinion.
Amazing. Thanks for that. Because I dabbled and I used Ableton because I saw it was like the best one. Everybody says that now. Like, everybody says every time I ask them, FL Studios.
Yeah, it's just because it's just like simple. Like, it's just, it has a simple layout and everything. So I feel like you could just kind of figure out, like, every time I go into, because I have a machine. It's also another beat making DAW and everything. And machine, it's like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I don't know where anything is. But it's like looks complicated, you know? It's like you go into FL and it doesn't look as complicated. It's very simple layout, you know?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I saw it before. I actually now gotta get it back because I got this new PC, but I'm actually gonna look into doing it. Thanks for that.
Yeah, you should. Definitely should.
Amazing. I'm definitely get it back and gonna definitely start using it. Thanks. And now we're on the hot topic of DAWs. Now I kind of want the sauce a little more. Like I want the sauce. Like, I want a little bit of the tea. Like, I want a little bit. Like, what's your secret to, you know, your producing? What's the secret? What's the method?
What's the method? Honestly, I feel like I don't have like a certain method of how like I come about like making beats. It's kind of literally like, let's see what I could do. Like I'll just start drawing stuff like on the piano roll and see kind of like what sounds good, you know? Like it's all just by ear. I don't go into like a session or anything I'm doing just like, all right, I'm gonna make a Draco the Ruler type beat, RP Draco though, and like, or like I'm gonna make a Lil Mosey type beat. Like I never go, I'm just like, let's see what I could do. And I just start drawing stuff in and see what sounds good. And then based of what I did right there, and I'll just come up with another idea for like a counter melody or anything. And then it just all comes together just from scratch and randomly, you know? Like, I never come in like set on something that I'm going to do. I'm just like, let me just see what I could do today, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's kind of like a free flow almost.
Yeah, I go with the flow, you know?
Okay. Because some producers I met have this one, you know, way of doing things. But I like that you kind of, you know, go off based on how you feel or how you think it should be.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it. Props to that, bro. Props.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, of course. Of course, I wanted to get a little tea. A little tea. Now, we're going to need a bigger pot because I need more tea. Get it? I like puns. Now we're going to need a bigger pot because I need more tea because I'm going to need you to spill the tea a little bit.
Tea.
Yeah. Mentioned before that you... Well, not mentioned before. Why did I say that? Not mentioned before, but have a little... clues in your social media that something new's coming up. So is anything coming up, like anything coming up that we should know about? Anything new coming? Yeah. Or it's just, you know, based on how you feel?
Something is coming. I'm doing something big for the city, you know, right now, and it should be ready by next year, so real soon. But I want to say what it is. But I can't say what it is, but I just know it's going to be amazing. Like, everyone's going to be like, what the fuck, you know? So, it's just something that I'm doing for the city, and everyone's going to love it, you know? It's going to be crazy.
Damn it! Now I can't know what it is. Now I want to know what it is.
That's exactly what I want. Like, people have been swiping up and like, Dre, what the hell are you doing? Like, you're not saying it. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
You just gotta wait. Like, I'm trying to get the people like, kind of like, on their toes, on the edge. Like, what is Dre doing? You know, like, I'm doing this. It's all a plan.
Oh, come on, I want to know. Is it a concert? Is it a new beat? Are you collaborating somebody? Come on, tell me a clue.
I don't know what's going on, but something's going on.
Damn it.
You're just going to have to wait.
Oh, I can't wait any longer. I'm just kidding, I can. Damn it, I can't wait any longer. It's also genius, you know, also just as a side. It's also so genius, you know. You know, the way you go about, you know, just your producing, like, has this been a long time thing? Like, have you been doing it for a while, or is this, like, brand new?
No, I started, like, making beats, like, probably when I was, like, 15, 16. Like, my cousin, he started making beats, my cousin Jose, and he went to, like, the Art Institute and everything for music. And he, like, and I loved it. I was like, dude, I'm, like, fascinated in it. So he, like, downloaded FL on my laptop, the demo version, you know. And then I just started kind of dabbling into it. And I would do it, like, on and off. It was more like a hobby, you know. Like, it wasn't really, like, serious or anything. And, like, I wasn't that good or nothing. Like, it was just something fun to do. Like, oh, let me just make a little beat. Like, you know, nothing crazy. And I would do it on and off. Like, I would stop for months and then go back into it. And then probably when I was like, and I was doing that for years on and off. And then probably when I was like 20, 21, I'm 25 now. I started taking it more seriously. I was like, you know what? Like, I really love doing this and it's always been in my life. And I was like, I'm getting pretty good at it. I was like, let me start doing it like more seriously, you know, and like just putting it out there, whether it's good or not. I just, you know, I made an Instagram and everything, and I was like, let me start like promoting my beats on there and see what happens. And it also, like, I wanted to do something because I was also having a really hard time, like, trying to find a job. Like, I would always struggle trying to find a job, like, and everything. So I was like, you know what, let me just do this like full time, like, and try to do it. And my parents, they're like, like, they didn't understand, you know. But I was like, what am I supposed to do if, like, I can't get a job? And school was really tough for me, so I didn't like go to college or anything. So I was just like, let me just try to do this. Like, what do I have to lose? I have nothing, you know what I'm saying? So I just started doing it.
Oh.
You know, slowly but surely, I started gaining like more followers and everything, and then people were interested in buying them. And I was like, okay, like, I would make a couple bucks here and there, and I was like, that's fire, you know. And I would go show my parents, but they still, you know, obviously didn't understand, because it's not like I'm getting a big old check or nothing, you know. But and then probably like in 2019 is when I met my team Extended, and that's when like the ball started rolling. Like, I started like gaining, I think I had like 1,000 followers, like, not a lot, but like, I was like, a lot of people, I was getting, it was more consistent, like, selling beats and everything. And I was like, oh shit, like, maybe I don't, because I would work seasonal, like, carry shit, like here in Washington. And I was like, I don't want to do that this year. Like, I really don't want to work at all. Like, I want to make this my full-time thing, you know. And so I didn't work cherries that year, and because I was selling more beats and stuff. And ever since, I now I do it like completely full time, 100%, and it's paying my bills. And it's I moved out of my dad's house already, and everything. Like, I'm literally like living off of music right now. Like, I'm not a millionaire, I'm not rich or nothing, but I'm a very good like budgeter, and I could save very well. So I now I can like do this like freely, and it's amazing. And now like I know how to engineer, so I do studio times, so, and all that. So it's more income to me. So it's just like, it's crazy. So it's literally like I've been doing this for like around 10 years, like, you know what I'm saying. So, and now it's, I'm finally here, you know. It's crazy.
Wow. don't need no college to teach you how to do all that. You did it all on your own. You didn't even, like, you didn't even have to go to college or get a mentor, like.
Yeah.
Like, look at that, guys. That is girl power right there. That is, look at that. Girls really can't do anything they want.
Facts. If you really want to do something, you can do it, you know, like. It don't matter what anyone says or what your parents say. Like, if you believe in yourself enough, like, things will happen. And I'm grateful now and blessed now. My parents, obviously, they see that now. They see, like, oh, shit, like, music is really. And they see the articles. They see the interviews. And they're like, oh, my God. And now they're like, they don't want me to do anything else. They're like, no, do the music. Do it fully. Like, you're good at it. People are recognizing you. Like, that's what you need to do. Like, your whole life, that's what you needed to do.
Yep, she told y'all so. You should have paid attention earlier.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, exactly. I was like, but, you know, whatever happened in the past, that doesn't even matter to me. I'm just blessed that my parents support me now. And, like, I got to prove them wrong and see, like, you know, like, you can really, like, if you really want to do something, you can make it happen. And I think I even inspired them, you know. I'm inspiring my whole family. That's my goal. And, like, my nieces, my nephews, like, that you can really do this, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you're inspiring all of us right now. Like, you really touched me when you said that. Like you pulled down, you really showed us your soft side.
Yeah. Like, it's like this is, like, it's so deeper than music for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole, like, example that I want to set. It's a whole, like, you know, everything, you know, it's deeper for me.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And that's really good that you have inspiration, you know, for girls, too, because girls rising up to the music industry, they need that example.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Absolutely. And speaking about, you know, just inspiration, who do you think kind of influences, you know, who do you think, or how, or, like, what's your biggest influence, inspiration when it comes to making, you know, beats and producing?
Honestly, probably, who is, I didn't start out making West Coast beats and stuff. I was more, like, trap and stuff, so I really looked up to Travis Scott, like, regardless of all his stuff that is going on right now. But, like, before, like, you know, I was really influenced with Travis Scott, and my favorite artist is Drake, you know, and everything. And then once I started making more West Coast stuff, like, I really looked up to this producer named Laudiano, and a lot of, like, YouTube producers they're not even, like, popping, but Infinite is one of the producers that I really look up to. And he's just like me, you know, like, he makes beats, and it's just, like, kind of normal. So it's, like, I kind of look up to the normal producers, like, on YouTube, you know, because it's, like, it's more real for me. And, like, I really look up to them, like, that are doing it on YouTube and stuff. And, I think those are the ones that really inspire me and influence me, like, every single day.
Oh, that is amazing. And props to you for taking in those inspirations and having them help you. Props to that, man.
Yeah.
Look at you go. Look at you. One day you'll even be on the billboard, and here in Texas, I'll literally drive it. I'll see you on a giant billboard.
Where are you from?
Oh, Texas.
Oh, okay. That's fire. I wasn't sure where, like, this podcast is from. Like, I was trying to do my research and stuff, and I was like, where are they from? Like, I kind of don't know. Like, I was like, is it from Washington? Because everything that I've been on has been, like, from here in Washington, where I'm from. So I was like, I wonder where they're from. I was like, I wonder if they're from here or what. So that's pretty fire. That's actually cool.
Thanks. For a minute there, I was like, ooh, I thought you were going to kill me for a sec. Like, I thought you were going to just, he's not from Washington, let's get him.
Nah, I got to be worldwide. I got to be all over, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, and you will be all over. Once this is released, you'll be all over. Your name will be in ton gold.
That's fire that you heard me all the way from Texas. Like, that's kind of mind-blowing to me right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And You wouldn't be surprised, though. I'm always on Instagram, constantly looking for, you know, talent and people to, you know, get on the show. So I'm always, you know, I'm, like, literally always on Instagram, you know.
Yeah, looking around.
Yes, absolutely. I'm always looking just to see, you know, what kind of talent I have today, you know, if they're even worthy of an interview, you know. I'm just kidding. I accept everybody.
See if they're worth it.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Let's see if they're worth it. Let's see. But hey, I still enjoyed your presence. And even being here, like, I was shocked when you said yes. Like, I was shocked. I think it was either through email or it was through social media.
I think it was email. I saw him on my email. And then I saw you did message the management on the extended. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, I didn't even see that. I was like, no one saw that. You know, I was like, my team didn't see that. I was like, God damn it. But I saw it on my emails and I was like, all right, bet. Like, cool.
Oh, yeah. And I also did your Now I'm remembering. All of it's coming back to me now.
Yeah.
All of it's coming back to me now. And it was oh my god damn, it was a whole month ago.
Yeah. And yeah, and I was like, oh, I gotta schedule that. And then when I was looking through the scheduling, I was like, ah, damn. I was like, December is booked. And I was like, oh, let me do it after Christmas time, you know. Just like once the little holiday is over the next day, where it's all chill. So I was like, I'll just do it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was shocking you even responded. I was like, let's see if she'll respond. She might be one of those that don't even give an answer.
Yeah, see, no, I'm not like that. I always try to answer anybody who reaches out to me, you know. Like, I try to catch them, so I'm not one of those that just, like, look past all the DMs and stuff in emails.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I appreciate you for doing that. And I appreciate you being here. Honestly, this is the most fun interview I had all day.
I'm glad. Thank you. I'm very, like, appreciative to even be at this point and, you know, and that you're interested in getting to know who I am and the backstory. So it's, like, it's a blessing, to be honest, to be here.
Absolutely. I appreciate you. You have no idea how much this means to me. Oh, God. I'm about to cry, but I can't. I won't.
Don't cry.
Aw, thanks. You're fun. And again, you're massively talented. Don't stop what you're doing. Keep on going with the beats. I love it. I'm going to keep, you know, going through, like, I can't need to follow you so I can find your stuff quicker. That's what.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah, I'm definitely doing. Follow me. I'll follow back.
Aw, you're sweet.
Got you.
That's what I forgot to. That's the one thing I forgot. That I forgot to do was follow you. Cause now I'm on my information. I want to know what new stuff are coming. Now I want to know.
Exactly. Now you want to know what's going on, so you should follow me. Absolutely.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yay! Now I am. Yes.
Let's go. Oh, wait, you can get out of this and still be on, like, your phone?
Oh, yeah, I'm on my PC right now. I have, like, two emails. So I have my personal, and then I have my my business email. So I just went on a different window, and I didn't have to leave to do it.
Okay, but it's because I'm doing this on my phone.
That explains why you left. You probably were on something else, because that's the thing I had on Discord, too. It disconnected me. For, like, a few minutes, I'm like, damn it, now I gotta get back and hurry before
the empty space. Yeah, I never used Discord before. I have a I mean, I've had it, but I do it to, like, follow, like, NFT stuff and, like, stuff like that. So I never really used it, like, to its full potential. And now I'm like, how do you do this? I'm very new to it.
I know, it's crazy, but you should use it more. You know, this is perfect. It's not like Instagram. It's really not. It's a cool version of Instagram. You get to meet more people. Like, you're in this server and there's tons of other producers like yourself.
Oh, that's fire. I'm definitely going to be more tapped into Discord then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And more by tapping in. Thank you again for being here. Is there any lastly things you would like to say to your fans listening in right now?
I just want to say thank you for letting me be in your podcast, and it's amazing. And thank you to everyone who's been supporting me. Like, it's crazy, like, to be here right now. Like, I'm living proof that you can really do whatever you want. Like, I'm, like I said, I'm not rich, I'm not nothing, but, like, you know, you could really, like, if you want to do something, music, anything, like, just do it. Like, you never know what's going to happen, and I got some big stuff coming to the city, to Yakima, Washington. So, and I got Babyface Wood album coming soon, Young Six coming soon, so we working over here. So, thank you guys so much.
Yes, of course, we appreciate you. Wait, Yakima's a real city? It's real?
Yeah, Yakima's a real city.
I heard that from iCarly, but I didn't know it was real.
No, iCarly, I'm dead. Yeah, it's a real city.
Oh, I'm dead, bro. I'm dead. What? I thought it was fake because I saw it in a comedy show, so I thought it was fake.
I love how you mentioned iCarly because that's crazy. We were just talking about that on Christmas, about iCarly and all those shows, and how she mentioned, like, she was from Yakima, or I forgot who was from Yakima.
Oh, yeah, her grandfather was
from Yakima. Her grandpa, but yeah, and then, yeah, but it's real. I live here.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry if I disrespect you. Honestly, for me, I did not know that it was real.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's real. No disrespect. It's a small city, you know, so it's, you know, it's fun.
No kidding. appreciate you again. Y'all make sure to check out Dre, still popping down below. Links provided. Producers and female producers, if you guys ever want to reach out, probably do it through email. Probably do it through email, most likely.
Yes.
And the best tip for anybody reaching into business, make sure to have a lucky $100 aside. Anytime. Make sure to have $100 in your pocket every time that you're reaching out to a producer, because you never know if they're going to want pay. So always have $100. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
And men, you better be prepared for this one. She is not like all those other ones. You better be prepared. Mm-hmm. I told you all, don't be mad at me when she fires your ass up. I told you exactly. So. I told you.
We tell you.
What?
He told you. You're telling him.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I thought you said how tall am I? Like, what the?
No.
my ears must be 2 o'clock then. But everybody take the warning. So when she comes and don't say, I told you so. Don't say, I told you so.
Yep, exactly.
Do not say I told you so. I told you all. You should have listened. Don't say I didn't tell you so. Don't say. No. But everybody, besides what I just said, make sure to all check out Dre, still popping down below, links provided. She's an amazing producer, so if you're looking to work with her, make sure you do, because she's insane. She's amazing. And don't let her get away from you.
Let's go. Yep.
Don't let it get away. Again, I appreciate you. You've been so fun and incredible, and I wish nothing but the best from you.
Yo, thank you so much. I appreciate you also. It was a great conversation, great talk, and I loved it, so thank you.
Yes, of course. And to audience around the world, I'll catch you on the next one. Have a good evening, folks, and peace out.
Let's go.
I forgot to do this.